I cooked it for about my time. I think. But the lemon boys don't turn out.
Beep, beep.
We're getting lemon pound cake again.
Beep, beep. 40 a week and I spend it on my head. Follow me like sheep till I crush some Cartoon Network. Tripping over and you're stuck up on the grass, I can't handle it. Losing all my grasp, I can't answer it. I don't really know what's going on. She bet like photo bomb. She like cookies tag alone. She won't hold up on my hand. She gon' pause up on my song.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex. He is King. He is Ski. It is the final week of Spielberg month, and we are going out with what is widely considered the pinnacle of Spielberg movies. The pinnacle of war movies, I think most people would say.
It's one of them. Yeah.
One of the, yeah.
Platoon, I think
a lot of people,
have
said this movie in particular depicts war the most realistically.
Is Platoon more?
Yeah, that's more of like a psychological.
Gritty, kind of like.
Yeah, yeah.
Different wars, so it, yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah, yeah, the Vietnam ones are sort of like a different level too. They're treated really differently. Like, that's the thing, like World War II movies, World War II stuff, basically spearheaded by Spielberg and Tom Hanks, oddly enough, is like, we look at it way differently because, like, we are the heroes, like, without question. We saved the fucking world from Hitler, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's what happened. And our stories are full of heroes, and we love telling those stories. All the other wars,
well, that's a difference between like World War One was so shitty for everyone.
Yeah,
that there was nobody won that war. That trench warfare was like the worst thing. Nobody went trench foot's the thing because of trench warfare.
Yeah, trench foot. Yeah.
Mustard gas and shit. Oh yeah, that's
terrible. Terrible. Yeah.
That's why you don't see too many World War Ones, like All Quiet on the Western Front. It's kind of like,
and all the shit, by the way, that like China and Japan were doing to each other during that time period too, like just fucked up. Like firebombing like villages and shit like that, just like horrible. Like that war sucked. Like war sucks, but like that war, like nobody won. There were no heroes. Mm. Everybody sucks in that one. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no General Pattons and you know, people that,
there's no Winters from Band of Brothers. Yeah, there's none
Band
of that
Brothers.
Shit. None of that shit. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about Saving Private Ryan. You saw the title of the podcast. Saving Private Ryan, 1998. It is on Paramount Plus. It is a Paramount Pictures production. So there you go. 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Is that the highest of the Spielberg movies we watch? Is that
you want to Google that real quick? Google like Spielberg,
do you not have it
Rotten
written?
Tomatoes
do you,
scores.
Do you have them written down from the previous 3 weeks?
So out of the ones we've done, but we're also
just
talking
those.
About, but there's also The Color Purple. There's also Jurassic Park.
No,
like
Schindler's List. No, we're talking about the ones we did. Is this the highest Rotten Tomatoes score of our four?
Let me look
Spielberg
real quick.
Movies?
No, yes. Catch Me If You Can was 96%.
Was it surprising? Yep. That's the weak, probably the weakest of the four too.
ET 99.
ET,
yeah. Schindler's List 98.
Oh yeah, Schindler's List was kind of a big
deal. I said
deal.
That. Yeah, that was...
Raiders. We watched Raiders. That was a 94.
Bet you APAC money influenced that rating.
Raiders was a 94, and then Last Crusade was 84, which is just crazy. So yes, 8.6 on IMDb and a 91 on Metacritic. 91 on Meta is high. So there you go. Stars: Tom Hanks as Captain Miller, Tom Sizemore, Tom Sizemore, legend.
If he just laid off the pipe,
I know.
From Thursday, just stay off the pipe, Sizemore. You're
the coolest,
very awesome actor,
very fun to watch actor. Sergeant Horvath, he played. Edward Burns played Private Reuben. Barry Pepper, Private Jackson. Barry Pepper's character.
I'll come back to that. What happened to Barry Pepper? Why have I not seen him in anything in 20 years?
Great question.
He was he's a great actor and he was in a lot of big things, and then I haven't seen him
at all.
At all. What happened? He did Battlefield Earth. That's the only thing I can think of that, like, maybe he's a Scientologist and kind of pissed off Scientology, and now he is not in anything that people watch.
All right, he's 56 years old now. Pulling up his IMDb, he was just in a movie called Newborn. Before that, hadn't done anything since 2023. Yeah.
Last thing I saw him is Braga's favorite movie. We brought it up on Thursday as well, True Grit in 2010. So 15 years since I've seen him in anything.
He was in Running with the Devil with Nick Cage and Larry Fishburne in 2019.
I miss that one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, weird.
Yeah,
he was a great actor, really fun to watch, and just sort of disappeared. Maybe it's on purpose. Maybe he made enough money and just didn't want to do it, but...
Is Larry Fishburne different than Lawrence Fishburne? Or are you just calling
Larry Fishburne was what he was when he was on Pee Wee.
Okay, just that. Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he used
okay.
to go by Larry Fishburne early in his career. Yeah.
I was unaware of that.
There you go. Yeah. It's a deep cut for us Larry Fishburne
fans. Pee Wee's Playhouse.
The best. The best. Yeah, his character fucking rules too, by the way. Barry Peppers.
Yeah, that's like what I'm saying.
Oh, man. He's fucking God guides his hand with a sniper rifle. That's fucking legit. That's awesome. I want that kind of crazy on my side in a war. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a religious person at all, but I want that guy on my side.
You want that country boy.
Crazy country religious dude. Absolutely.
Nope. There are no atheists in a foxhole. Nope. Let me tell you.
Nope. Absolutely. I'll see Adam Goldberg in this movie.
Yeah, that's
Private Mellish. Fun to see Adam Goldberg. Speaking of guys I hadn't seen in a long time, like he's your token Jew,
the obligatory Jew for World War II movie.
Yeah,
he was in Inglourious Basterds as well, right?
No,
was he not part of the crew?
He was not.
Mm.
Nope.
I swear he was.
But... Nope. You look it up. They got the dude from. Dude from The Office was in it. What's his face? They had the dude
Ed
from
Helms.
The Office. No, not Ed Helms. Yeah, Ed Helms is in everything. You guys didn't know that?
Yeah, I know. Callback, folks. It's a callback.
Also, Vin Diesel as Private Caparzo. Giovanni Ribisi as Medic Wade. Ted Danson as Captain Hamill. It's weird seeing Ted Danson in this. I forgot that he was in it. But, yeah.
Yeah, not quite. I wouldn't call it a Ted Danson movie.
I couldn't see his body type going through what they need to go through to be in a war, let alone a captain in a war. Like he's very tall and skinny. You don't see soldiers like that very often.
That's my Tom Hanks question of it all too. Is Tom Hanks actually a good cast for this movie? Like, we know he's a good actor, but is he believable as a war leader, as like captain or whatever he was.
I think so, and I think especially World War II, because, you know, if you watch Band of Brothers and you watch how our military sort of came together once they got over there, especially how they just sort of randomly brought groups together and sort of formed these close-knit groups who didn't know each other before they randomly fucking airdropped in Normandy. Like, I think and guys who would just become promoted just because the guy ahead of them died.
He's a teacher. He's not a military man.
He's a leader of men, Ski. He's a leader of men.
Leader of boys.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Which these
there ain't
guys
no
were.
Boys. There ain't no boys on that beach. There ain't no boys on that beach.
Yeah. That's the thing too, is like most of these dudes were like teens or early 20s. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. It's
different
crazy.
Time.
Different time. Yeah. They're grown ass men in their early 20s. Let's see who else. Matt Damon played Private Ryan. Paul Giamatti played Sergeant Hill. Dennis Farina,
thank you. I was waiting on Dennis
Lieutenant
Farina.
Lieutenant Colonel Anderson.
Another guy. I was like, why are you in this, Dennis? You're not a fucking Shylock or something. That's what you do.
Bryan Cranston in this. We had Andrew Scott played a small part in this. Ryan Hurst played a small part. Nathan Fillion was the other Private Ryan. And James Davies was Corporal Upham.
I feel like this was a big movie for young and up-and-coming actors.
Totally. Totally. Yes. And sort of like a, if you look through the list of them, you're sort of like, that guy was in a war movie? Like Paul Giamatti was a sergeant?
That's what I'm saying. Dennis Farina? Yeah.
Saving Private Ryan? What? But yeah, yeah, no.
Big Vomit was fighting a war? How courageous of him.
Exactly.
W-A-N-B-C.
Amazing. Let's see.
Why was Paul Giamatti in that? I guess his career hadn't taken off yet.
Exactly that. Yes.
I mean, would you?
By the way, you know who his dad was, right?
Yeah, Bart Giamatti,
commissioner of MLB,
commissioner of Major League Baseball. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And Pete Rose.
Yeah. Yep.
Would you guys call this Damon's breakout? Even though like Good Will Hunting was right before it, but that was kind of like. I mean, it had Robin Williams, and it felt more indie.
Yeah, I think the like fact this was... that this had to be a casting decision, like they didn't just say, "Oh yeah, Matt Damon's the obvious choice. Let's just get Matt Damon." It had to be Spielberg being like, "You know, I think he looks like a younger kid from Iowa. I think he sort of looks like the part that we're looking for more than hey, it's Matt Damon."
Yeah, but we always say that. But he's not in this movie for 80% of it.
True.
Like it's like this isn't a Matt Damon vehicle, even though he's
Tom Hanks starred in this movie.
Yeah, but even all the other guys you listed are trying to get to him. So there's a good half of the movie.
Way more of them. Way better performance out of all of them. Absolutely. Like Ribisi talking about his mom and the church and like all that shit. Like. Even like Jeremy Davies, like the Upham guy, he sucks. Like it was like you spend a good portion of that last long ass battle hating his fucking guts and being like, dude, grow a pair. You just personally let these people die. But credit to him because he made you feel that way.
Yeah.
He was acting like a turd. Ooh.
I got another hypothetical for you guys. We're talking about like this is the sexy war. We're gonna throw out Korean War. Is this the war you would choose to serve in over WW1 and NAM?
I mean, fuck.
I mean, the purpose behind it is the. Most valiant of the three.
It's clearly the most just.
It also had the most deaths.
You were Operation Human Shield for a lot of it. I think I would pick Nam and be a bitch and just hide in a bog.
Just in the rice paddies.
Yeah, just
I go full on bone spurs. Like fuck that.
Well, this is the hypothetical. You're not allowed to do that. You're sent to the front lines on. Either of them.
If it's Nam, you're just going over there having a bunch of illegitimate kids and like
the tough part
coming
with
back
Nam
all messed up and
lasted like 20 years, so you could be over there forever.
Like drop Agent Orange on you, like
definitely not World War One. Definitely not.
No, I would put that as my least.
That's the least
likely to go. I'm not Our hanging best. In trenches. Sorry.
I think I would go Vietnam, but that's a bad. They're all bad choices.
Yeah, it sucks. How about World War II, but the Japanese side of it? Like, how about you're in Hawaii?
That one was even worse.
Yeah,
Have you ever seen the shit of like Midway and all those islands?
The Pacific.
The Japanese were fucking. They never quit.
Yeah,
it was just.
Did you guys see that fairly recently? Like a doc came out with the last surviving like Japanese bombers.
No.
Have you guys seen? And the guy is that one of the Japanese bombers is pissed that he missed the USS Arizona. Like it's all through a translator and he's old
still
and brittle.
Pissed off.
He's still pissed that he didn't kill more people. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
Yo.
All this time has passed and you're still talking shit?
Now that's training.
We should have dropped a third nuke on your fucking head.
Well, you needed to. Well, it was the. Training. Well, the story of the
If you're able to convince dudes to like kamikaze like ships, that is some mind fuckery right there.
what's the story of the soldier that like his whole platoon got wiped out and he's left alone on an island and he like continues fight like thinking the war is
Yes.
going for 30
Yes.
years?
Yeah.
Like
That's
he's
a
just
real
in
story. That's a
that's a
real
real
story. Yeah,
story.
it's real.
That's how long would an American soldier after like a month be like, maybe I should check out to see if there's any enemies or something's happening here.
Maybe I'll walk a couple miles in either direction
Let's
and figure
see what's
something out.
going on.
Let's just to check it out,
Get some
just
vitamin D.
how
Yeah.
long would you have to
Feel a
wait?
little sluggish.
Like a couple years, not 30.
Not
Like
30.
30 is
that's
insane.
insane. That is an insane person.
No, well, no one told me the war was over, so my Japanese spirit just kept fighting. Yeah, that's who you wanted to go to war with, Braga. Good luck. I'll go fight the
Nah,
Germans.
touche.
I'll go stay over
Well,
there.
you say that, and then you watch the first like 30 minutes of
Well,
this movie
if you get through the
storming
yeah,
Omaha Beach.
if you get
Fuck
through
that.
if you get through the beach,
Yeah.
I'll t yes, that's you just got to make it through the beach.
Just hide behind a couple of guys
Yeah.
when you're
Yeah.
going up
If you
there.
just make it through Omaha Beach, which is
Yeah.
one of those scenarios where it's like, what are you taking? 17 gorillas or 10 million,
Yes.
whatever. It's like, well, I'm gonna take 10 million, to be honest.
1,000% luck.
With the angle up top. Like,
Yeah,
I
it's
mean,
all it's Leah, it's luck.
it's 1,000% luck. There's thousands of bullets being shot at you, and for one of them to not hit you is incredible. Like, the math is just fucking incredible. Like, by the way, that scene, like, it's famous, obviously.
I
It's
can't remember. This
yeah.
won all the awards, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
like
Yes, it
because
did.
like it's one of the best shot movies. Like
Without
just
question.
that scene there is
That scene
enough.
is incredible.
It's incredible.
It's one of the best scenes in movie history by
Yes.
and widely regarded, like nobody says otherwise.
Like probably 2 summers ago, I don't remember who brought it up in the Discord, but like 12 of us rewatched that scene on YouTube and all became like Republicans in World
Yeah.
War II.
Yeah.
Like literally, like we all did. We're like,
I was
this
thinking that,
shit
by the way.
rocks.
I was
This shit
thinking that.
rocks.
I was like, this is the shit that Hegseth watches and it makes him want to go to war. It makes him want to create stories like this. He has it in his head that if he is involved in a war and he gets us in there, he's gonna make real men like World War II and we're gonna do shit like this. And I'm like, but I'm sitting there and I'm like, yeah, I kind of get it.
Yeah,
Like this is
story.
ins it's inspiring as fuck.
But story making now in war is not the same
Yeah,
when it's
it's
just guys
80.
with drones.
Yeah,
It's
he's
just,
80 years late on that one.
yeah,
Sorry there,
yes,
Pete. Yeah.
yes,
I mean, even
exactly.
shit, even
But
50
those of
years
us
on
with the
Nam,
ability to
I mean,
have
that's.
perspective, we understand that, and he does
And
not.
now you got like eight sailors jumping off aircraft carriers because they're been just like sitting at sea for 8 months.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Not
That
yeah.
is just that was a story that disappeared for quite a while. Now it's back, but
It's back.
it did go away for a while.
Yeah, so again, like back to that scene just real quick. Like just the I think it caught people off guard because like Band of Brothers hadn't come out yet. We hadn't truly seen anything that realistic, like that gory, that,
See, I was gonna say Platoon is pretty raw.
It
Like
is. It
it's not
is.
on
Yeah.
the scale that this was, but like the
That's
jungle
fair.
fights and I mean even you even go farther back to Deer Hunter with them
That's
as like
fair.
POWs and stuff. But this on the scale, it still
Yeah.
dwarfs anything. Even I haven't seen the Odyssey yet, but I'm gonna say this that even still dwarfs
Just
like the Odyssey.
the sort of the shock value of seeing a guy with his arm off, looking for
Yeah.
his arm, finding it, picking it up, and then just sort of walking. That's wild. That's wild. And then him dragging the guy who's injured, and then a bomb going off, and then him continuing to drag the body without its bottom half on it anymore. Like that shit is like something before this came out. Like it's like I've never seen that before. That's what war is like, huh? War sucks. We
There's
should not do war. We should not do it. That's
no,
terrible.
there's just show there's two scenes in a movie that just show someone and ask them like all these big, you know, pro-war people. Show him that, and then show him the scene in All Quiet on the Western Front where he stabbed the guy and they're stuck in no man's land together, and he's sitting there like dying with a fucking gut wound stab. It's like
Slowly dying.
that's war. And that, and I said, that's not even war nowadays. It's you hiding in a bunker and a drone flies in at you. Like it's.
I thought you were gonna talk about singles and gap hitters.
Oh,
That's war.
that's
That's
war.
war.
Let me
And in the
tell you about himself.
'90s,
Nineties.
Raw was war.
Yep.
Ta-dun, 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 meow. It's awesome. Oh man, yeah. So two like really amazing battle scenes in this movie, like the first opening one, Omaha Beach, and then that last one, the last
In the
scene
town.
after they get Ryan and they need to try to take the town and everybody dies, which I knew you would love, Ski.
Of
Like
course. Especially, this is war. Everyone fucking should die.
everybody dies, and it was, I think.
Isn't that better though?
Yes.
Because you because for because
Yes.
this movie's long. It's almost 3 hours.
Yes.
Like you spend 2 hours learning about these characters and seeing what they do, and then to see you see them die in either horrific way or like, oh, I thought he was gonna make it. Nope, sniper bullet kind of thing.
You see them sort of come around on appreciating the fact that they're saving Ryan
They got
and the
behind the
re
mission.
And the reason they're saving Ryan, because they hated it for like, and understandably, everybody hated it. Like their men who they trust and had been with forever were dying, trying to save this guy they don't even know, and who doesn't even want to leave once they finally do find him. And it's like, well, but then they sort of realize, like, oh yeah, this is terrible. We shouldn't want to be here, but here is the mission. Here's what's in front of us. Let's try and do it. And you know, it is what it is. And then they die. And the US planes come in too late to save them. Like literally just too late. Tom Hanks gets a really good death, good war movie death, in my opinion. I by the way, you mentioned it. So like Tom Hanks is a great actor in this movie. Like I thought he was really good. Like beyond if the character is realistic as being a captain of a World War II unit. The guy acted his ass off in this movie.
I
And
kind
like,
of like, as a quick aside, I kind of thought him being like unsure and unrealistic was actually realistic.
was
For sure. Like real, like a real person. You know, once you find out what he actually did, it's like, oh yeah, these are all guys like fresh out of high school. And then this guy's a captain because he's older than they are.
Yeah, because he's
Pretty much it. Like pretty much it.
his brain's fully formed.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. People listen to him when he talks more than anything else, and he's not childish. That's pretty much it.
Well, that also helps the storyline of he's a teacher, so he is talking to
He's
kids. I
used
mean,
to it.
I don't
Exactly.
think he wasn't a high school teacher, was it? I can't
He
remember,
was.
but
Yeah, he was a high
was it high school
school,
itself?
like
Yeah, so he's
English teacher, something
yeah,
like that.
so he's used to talking and dealing with angsty teens.
FUBAR in this movie. Had we seen FUBAR before? I feel
That
like,
was the era. That was about the
yeah,
time it.
I feel like it was a different movie that introduced FUBAR.
Tango and Cash.
Dingo and Cash.
Cash and
Cashin'
Tango.
Dingo.
All right, cool. That's what I thought. I was like, we watched that movie, right? The movie that introduced this for real? Like, okay.
There's an actual movie called FUBAR. I think it's a Canadian movie.
Yeah.
But
We
yeah,
don't acknowledge that.
Tango and Cash is the first FUBAR drop, I think, in cinema.
Cinema.
Fucked up beyond all recognition. Yeah.
God.
Fucking up on
Terrible,
them.
terrible memories of football coaches and guys and not wife beaters, but just with their sleeves cut off, yelling "Foobar!" Just, ugh,
Yep.
gross.
That was the era. Yep. And our football coaches absolutely did lob on to it. Yes, they did. Except for our head coach. He did not. That was
And
not
he
his
was
style.
Indiana classy.
Not his style. Yeah. Okay, by the way, I didn't mention the writer of this movie. So this movie, the story is inspired by the books written by Stephen E. Ambrose. And he wrote stories about like real soldiers during World War II, like really famous books. And they were essentially, this movie is based on the story about the Nyland brothers, who were a family and they all died.
The Nyland boys.
Yep. Wasn't he a fucking winger for the Leafs? Nylander.
There was apparently like two sets of brothers this happened to during World War II. There's like the Sullivan brothers and the Nyland brothers, apparently. So it was written by Robert Rodat.
Robert Rodat.
He wrote Fly Away Home, The Ripper.
He has a great one in there.
The Patriot.
Patriot.
Gibson. It's phenomenal. No, it's long as shit too, but God, it's good.
Hey, listen, Mel Gibson.
Hey.
Maybe before his time with some of his opinions.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Looking at the landscape, guys.
I'm joking.
Hey, yeah. another war. We didn't even mention the Civil War. I don't think anyone there's nothing sexy about the Civil War.
That's why OSU canceled it.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Imagine being a drummer boy in the Civil War.
And that's the thing. The guy that just holding a flag.
Let's hold the flag.
Flag boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they used to be like protected real estate in the Civil War. Like
that was World War One.
I think World War One too. You don't shoot the guy with the flag. Like you just don't. Like
this is so stupid.
Crazy.
I'd shoot him in the shin for fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot him in the foot.
Yes.
World War One, they were doing the same shit, like charging each other
with bayonets.
That's World War All right, Civil War. Yeah, that's fucking, that was forever ago, right? We didn't have the technology.
Yeah.
Fucking World War One. You think, yeah, we're not just someone's blowing the bugle and everyone jumps out of the fucking pit and charges.
Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Literally that.
The worst war. God, that's the worst war. Yep. Okay, chaps. Up, let's go.
Bugle boy.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm in for. Oh, they still do that, don't they? Shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. Let's see. What else did Rodat do? He also wrote Thor the Dark World.
Yeah, Dark World. Very
famously
odd.
The worst fucking Marvel movie, according to pretty much everybody. And then he created and wrote the entire series Falling Skies, which I have not seen, but is well regarded, apparently. So yeah. And now it's time to grade the movie.
Where do you guys put this at least on war movies? Like top three minimum?
Easy.
Best very for you? High. I mean,
very. Probably top two.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other movies that are like more niche. They're just not as big. That I still like Wind Talkers and like what Tucson Sun and like there's a lot of good Black Hawk Down. There's a lot of good movies.
I hate Black Hawk Down.
Do you?
Oh my, it's just not realistic at all. Like the time frame. And I just hate Josh Hartnett.
That's what.
No,
it is.
I know it's a movie. But like the time period of the whole ordeal is so exaggerated it pisses me off.
Yeah.
And that's bad nitpicking. The movie is enjoyable, but just that part irritates me.
Yeah. If you think World War II movies are propaganda, that shit is propaganda. Like
oh, the Hurt Locker? Would you classify that?
I still haven't seen Hurt Locker.
Whoa.
I know. Best picture, right? Like it's apparently incredible. I just haven't seen it. Yeah. I will. It'll happen. So, I think it's tough to grade for me because, like, Band of Brothers is the best
TV show,
the best war thing ever, in my opinion. So, like,
well, it's also what 10-hour-long episodes. You can get a little more in depth.
Incredible.
Like
yes.
if this was a mini series instead.
It's also
of
the story of the entire
film.
War, as opposed to like this one thing. Yeah. I wonder what that time frame was, by the way, because like they storm Omaha Beach and then they go save him. They storm Omaha Beach and are told right away to go find Ryan, like right away. That was the only thing they did in the war. This entire crew, they stormed it and then went and found Ryan and died. So it's kind of weird. So it must have been like a month or two, maybe, like not even probably. So
you know what my big problem is with Band of Brothers?
Sure.
is that
all the British actors,
all the their fucking lead American guy Winters is a fucking Brit, Damian Lewis, and Tom Hardy's in it. It's like, get these fucking
Simon
this
Pegg's
is,
in it, like Andrew
hey, Brits,
Scott's
you
in
had,
it.
Hey,
Simon
Brits,
Pegg is acceptable.
Yeah, I do like Pegg too. But hey, Brits,
yeah.
You guys had your chance. You guys were in this
you
war. You guys could have had these stories, but you didn't.
But
so
you
now
gave
you
up
gotta,
London, you losers.
Yeah, you let the Nazis fucking firebomb your capital, and then we come in the same day. Now you're trying to steal our fucking actors in our
we
war.
We don't let
movies?
Anyone steal our capital in this country.
I don't fucking think so.
Yeah, we protect ours.
Stop the sale.
Yeah,
stop the sale.
All right, let's grade this thing. So what should we do it out of?
How many big wars have we fought? Maybe five.
How many brothers were there? Were there five brothers? Okay.
I mean, there's like four, I
was
think.
Was it four?
Right?
Yeah,
I think
I
it was
can't
four.
think it was four.
Like,
Yeah.
is that right? Like three of them died, and then was that right? Or was it two of them? I think it was three.
I think it was three.
I think it was
That's
three dead.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
What
so
kind of
let's...
what kind of Irish Ash twins is this fucking mom having to have four sons
And what
all
happened
within
to they
enlistment
never
age?
explained what happened to the dad either, by the way. Dad is
Yeah.
just like a deadbeat, or like what he just the mom's just like alone on this farm.
Okay.
They were looking for a stepdad to step up.
Hey,
Yeah.
hey. You know, like we said on Thursday, I am available.
See him at the schooner. Yeah.
Ryan, mom. Sounds like a place she would hang out, actually.
Tuesday
Mrs.
night.
Ryan.
Tuesday night. He'll be there for bingo.
All right, let's grade this thing. Who wants to go first?
So out of
I'll go
five.
first. I'll
Out of
go out of
five,
I'll go
right?
first out of five. I'm gonna give it a 4.85. I don't like to do perfect scores for movies, but
Okay. It's a five. It is. Like I just it's a no, you know what? It's not. It's not perfect. Like, I think it's a little bit too long,
Ayo.
and I think it's a 4.9. I think it's really close to perfect.
Well, that's too long for you.
It's average. It's Spielberg
That's
average,
a that's
right?
above average.
Yeah.
Did all right. You didn't give Catch Me If You Can a five last week, did you?
I don't think I did, no.
I
I
know
think I
King
gave
and
it
I
like a
did not.
4.5 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
No,
right.
we all I gave Raiders and Last Crusade a five. Yeah.
I don't think I gave Raiders five, but I'm giving this a five. This is,
Didn't.
like I said,
Okay.
I think I put Platoon just personally as the best war movie, but 1A, 1B
You know what the
kind of
best war
thing is.
movie is? 13 Assassins. Best war
Yeah.
movie. That's not a war. No.
That's not.
No. But I was thinking that, like, watching that o Omaha beach scene is like, oh, yeah. What are the best battle fight scenes in movie history? And it's like that one and the 13 Assassins one that's like an hour fucking long
There's like a
is
40-minute straight fight scene. Yeah,
crazy.
that's.
Just crazy. Yeah. I'm changing mine. It's a five. You're getting it a five. Thank you. Yes. I didn't feel right saying 4.9. It's a five. It's the best war movie ever made. War movies rule.
Oh, I think King loves his heart in it also. So I was Pearl Harbor, pretty good movie.
Little
Affleck.
surprise, Tropic Thunder is not getting more war movie mentions.
I mean, that's a good point. I mean, by far the best if it was, if that falls into the war movie category.